This Week in America with Rick Bratton. Issues that matter to you. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
For a woman with three of America's most ordinary names, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones has certainly made extraordinary contributions in the fields of holistic health, anti-aging, optimum nutrition, and balanced living. For starters, she taught students, staff, and faculty at UCLA how to be healthy and fit for 30 years. Susan is the founder and president of Health Unlimited, a Los Angeles-based consulting firm dedicated to optimal wellness, health education, and human potential. The author of over 30 books, including Wired for High-Level Wellness, Simple Ways to Rejuvenate, Meditate, and Prosper. On today's This Week in America, harnessing the power of foods to fight inflammation with Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. That's next.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-313-7757. 800-313-7757. 800-313-7757. That's 800-313-7757.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. Ever pondered how simple dietary changes could dramatically boost your energy, elevate your performance, uplift your overall health, and so much more? Well, today our guest, holistic health and lifestyle expert Susan Smith-Jones, PhD, will delve into the realm of the best foods that serve as nature's remedy for inflammation, offering a path to enhanced vitality and well-being. Susan writes in her latest book, A Hug in a Mug, in eating an anti-inflammatory diet and following these simple, effective guidelines that I write about in this book, you'll reduce the risk for chronic diseases and bolster your health at any age. Susan is the author of many books, including a celebrated book on mental health entitled Uplifted, 12 Minutes to Find More Joy, Faith, Peace, and Kindness. And the new companion book I just mentioned, A Hug in a Mug, revitalized with fruits, veggies, juices, soups, spices, teas, and healthy living extras. So get out your pen and paper. You'll want to take notes during our conversation today as we welcome Dr. Susan Smith-Jones back to the program. Dr. Susan, pleasure. Welcome back to the program.
Why, thank you. It's great to be with you. And with all the years we've been together, this is a topic we've never focused on before, and it is crucial for health at any age. So I'm excited about this, on inflammation, what it is in the body, and how to adopt a more anti-inflammatory diet.
I am looking forward to this, all new information, and you can follow with more at Dr. Susan's website. I'll give you that information as we progress during the conversation. Before we go into specifics on the best foods to include and avoid, to reduce inflammation in our body. Tell us in a nutshell, what exactly is inflammation and what causes it to manifest in our bodies?
Okay, good place to start. We'll do inflammation 101. So inflammation is your body's built-in alarm system signaling the miraculous immune system that you have to heal damage caused by toxins, infections, or injuries. And this typically manifests, like in a sprained ankle that I think we've all had, it typically will manifest in redness, swelling, and irritation. And while this immune response, Rick, is a vital natural part of healing, if you have chronic inflammation, that acts as a false alarm where the body mistakenly attacks its own tissues, leading to severe health problems like cancer, heart disease, diabetes, and alongside of general fatigue, digestive discomfort, skin issues, and more. So for your question about what causes inflammation, environmental pollutants, lifestyle stressors like too much stress, not enough sleep, not being out in nature enough, things like that, and poor dietary choices right there at the top of the list. These are the primary culprits behind this relentless inflammatory response. But when you start adopting an anti-inflammatory diet like I write about in detail with over 100 recipes and a hug and a mug, you can reverse these effects, enhancing long-term wellness.
You know, we can't focus on that enough. You've brought this up several times just in the one question that I've asked so far, the importance of the diet that one eats. Talk about that, the role that plays in managing inflammation. And it's crucial, isn't it?
Yeah, boy, is it ever. Because diet is instrumental in managing any kind of inflammation in your body. And I want to make this as practical as possible as we go through this and specific foods. So you'll know what to not put on your grocery list and what to put on your grocery list. And while foods high in sodium, refined sugars, and unhealthy fats exacerbate inflammatory responses, a focus on plant-based nutrition offers significant benefits. And similar to the Mediterranean diet, everyone's heard about that, but with
yes.
a focus on whole nutrient-dense plant-based foods, like plant-based, a.k.a. vegan, you can effectively combat inflammation. And this includes an array of fruits, veggies, whole grains, nuts, seeds, legumes, known for their ability to stabilize blood sugar, neutralize harmful free radicals, and support gut health. But remember that not all vegan diets are equal. Steering clear of processed, unhealthy options like lots of fried food and foods made with white sugar and white flour is also key to unlocking the full anti-inflammatory potential of a plant-based diet. And I'll say right now that you and I are not telling everyone to give up their normal diet, give up all animal foods and only eat plant-based foods. I choose to eat that way, but what we're going to emphasize is that if your diet is less than perfect and you don't right now eat a lot of fruits, veggies, whole grains, nuts, seeds, hopefully our discussion today will inspire you to add all those in, because every animal product you eat causes inflammation. All these healthy, nutrient-dense, whole food, plant-based foods help to reduce and eliminate inflammation. So we're just going to inspire people to look at what you're eating and how can you improve your diet.
Topic today is harnessing the power of foods to fight inflammation, the surefire anti-inflammatory diet for all ages. We're about to go into great detail. All of this information, so much more, on Dr. Susan's website. Our guest, Dr. Susan Smith Jones. Her website is susansmithjones.com. Follow her on X at Susan Smith Jones. Links on our website. Now let's get specific about the precise foods that are superstars, I guess you could say, when it comes to fighting inflammation. What are some of those that need to be on our must-eat list?
Yes, superstars. And these are superfoods. And I'll also give you a simple example about how to add them into your diet. So let's start with blueberries, and get your pen and paper out here. Blueberries, strawberries, raspberries, blackberries, and citrus fruits play a key role in an anti-inflammatory diet. So why? Because they're high in flavonoids, carotenoids, or you can say carotenoids, and vitamins A, C, and E. And these fruits help to protect against the cellular damage and inflammation. And then how can you add them into your diet? I know one thing you and your wife love to do is when you eat yogurt, you add berries into your, you add fresh fruit and especially berries into your yogurt. You can add all these berries into cereals, into your smoothies. And all of this will significantly increase your antioxidant intake, which will then reduce the inflammation. So in other words, like my grandmother always used to say to me, health comes from the farm and not the pharmacy. And the more you can eat your foods as close to the way nature made them as possible, natural, colorful, especially a lot of fruits and veggies, the healthier you'll be and the lower level of inflammation you'll have. And if they're not organic, make sure you wash them well.
Interesting. And I had a number of those on my yogurt for lunch today. So I'm checking those off the list as we're talking through here. We're going through the Surefire Anti-Inflammatory Diet for All Ages. Susan Smith-Jones, PhD, is our guest on the program. How about vegetables? What vegetables should we be focused on?
Okay. Again, farm fresh. You know, let's look at kale, spinach, beets, broccoli and broccoli sprouts, carrots, cauliflower, and Brussels sprouts. Now, this is by no means the complete list, but I just want to give you examples you can get easily in your local grocery store. But all those I just mentioned are equally vital, like the fruits I just said, for fighting inflammation. And it's because these vegetables are rich in vitamins A, C, and E, as well as, and you and I have talked about this before because we did a whole show once on broccoli, as well as sulforaphane. And that's a compound that's found in a lot of the cruciferous veggies and more, but like broccoli, kale, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts. And this compound, sulforaphane, four syllables, good to bring it up at a boring party to ask people what they think of it. It's noted, this compound is noted for being a very powerful anti-inflammatory. And so how do you add these in? Always blend some leafy greens into your smoothies, like spinach. Don't forget a little parsley, even kale. I like to put in a little bit of maybe a half of a cucumber, spinach, and with a little fruit in the smoothie, too. You taste the sweetness. It will look green, but it's not veggie tasting, for those of you that don't like that. You can incorporate all these cruciferous vegetables into your meals as side dishes or in your meals any way possible, and that will boost your antioxidant levels.
All of this and so much more in the book that Dr. Susan was talking about, A Hug in a Mug, Revitalize with Fruits, Veggies, Juices, Soups, Spices, Teas, and Healthy Living Extras. We'll talk about what all is in that book before the program is over, but great information there. You can order the book and so much more at Dr. Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com. What about omega-3 rich seeds, nuts, healthy fats? Describe those for us and which ones we really should add to and make sure is in our diet.
Yes. Now, even if you want to lose weight, you don't want to shy away from a fat-free diet. You need healthy fats and especially omega-3 rich foods like seeds, nuts, and other healthy fats. Seeds, Rick, like flax seeds and chia seeds, along with nuts like walnuts, and make sure that they're not salted, make sure they're raw. They're excellent sources of omega-3 fatty acids and vitamin E. These are both essential for reducing inflammation. And healthy fats, like I know one of your favorites, avocado, and other fats contain monounsaturated fats and antioxidants. So incorporate seeds and nuts, make sure they're always raw and unsalted, into your baked goods. Or maybe you layer avocado into a sandwich or on top of your salad, or maybe you make it into guacamole. Where you get in trouble with the guacamole is if you have fried chips to dip into guacamole.
Yes.
It's better to have good cut-up vegetables, all kinds of vegetables, that you can dip into the guacamole. So make friends with avocado. And you and I have talked about this before, but in ancient times in South America, avocados used to be called a testicle fruit because they grow in pairs as they hang on the trees. And it's known to be, guess what, avocado, an aphrodisiac. So the last time you went to a Mexican restaurant and had a tequila drink and you thought that got you in the mood, it was probably more the guacamole that you ate.
Interesting. I'll remember that the next time and get a gallon of that to take home and sort of carry out as we're leaving. Enough of that. Okay, we are talking on today's program about harnessing the power of foods to fight inflammation. We're going to take a brief break. We'll come back with Dr. Susan Smith-Jones and talk more about the superstars of your diet. We do that right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-313-7757. 800-313-7757. 800-313-7757. That's 800-313-7757.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-915-9058. 800-915-9058. 800-915-9058. That's 800-915-9058.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-263-2610.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, our guest on the program today, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. The topic is harnessing the power of foods to fight inflammation, the surefire anti-inflammatory diet for all ages. We're talking about the superstars of your diet. If they're not superstarring in your diet now, they should be very soon. Let's go back and pick up on the list. Plant-based proteins and organic whole grains. What should we be looking for here?
So remember, my guidance is to cut back on animal foods you eat and eat more plant-based foods. And a lot of people think, where do I get my protein? And there's lots of protein in greens, by the way. But we're going to specifically talk here about legumes, beans, tofu, tempeh, grains like quinoa, millet, brown rice, and oats. They give you high levels of protein and fiber, and they also aid in blood sugar regulation and inflammation reduction. And these foods can easily be added into meals like stews, salads, side dishes, or as a base if you make a plant-based Buddha bowl. You and I talked about previously, what it was. You know, it combines different veggies and legumes and grains. It's in a beautiful bowl with a high rim on the side, artistically created in the bowl, usually a chilled bowl. I make three or four of them a week. I make two at a time, actually, and I keep one in the refrigerator for the next day. So if you don't know what a Buddha bowl is, go online and Google photos of Buddha bowls. It will give you lots of suggestions. I usually put avocado in my Buddha bowl, too, and a few nuts and seeds.
Interesting. And if you're thinking, boy, there's a lot of ideas there, you'll find all these ideas and much more on Susan's website and in the book, A Hug in a Mug. It's got everything you need to start living a more healthy lifestyle, including the topic we're talking about today, fighting inflammation. Let's talk about fermented foods. That's on the list of superstars. Explain that.
Yes, and you and I once had a whole show on the benefits of fermented foods.
Yes.
But these foods are like sauerkraut, kimchi, and yogurts. And if you're not into eating dairy, you can get, like I do, I get non-dairy yogurts. I eat them almost every day. These enrich the gut with probiotics, which are crucial for maintaining a balanced microbiome, that's your gut, and reducing systemic inflammation. And consider maybe incorporating them into your daily meals as a side dish, condiments, or snacks to take advantage of their anti-inflammatory power and to support your gut health. For example, I always have really good sauerkraut or kimchi, one of these fermented veggie foods, in my refrigerator, and I might put a heaping tablespoon on my salad, or I literally might get a little bowl as a snack mid-morning or mid-afternoon. But it's, you know, you can't be healthy if you don't have all the good friendly gut bacteria. Your microbiome needs to be healthy. If it's not, then that exacerbates inflammation. So it's simple to add these to your diet.
How about spices, the role that spices play in helping to fight inflammation?
Well, and I'll say that my chapter 2 in A Hug in a Mug goes into tremendous detail about every spice you can imagine, why it's good for your body, how to add it into your meals, and even the history of spices around the world. It's fascinating. So you can read all that there, and I'll inspire you more. And then I've got over 100 recipes in the book, all anti-inflammatory. But spices like turmeric, ginger, and garlic are powerful anti-inflammatories. And turmeric's active ingredient, curcumin, rivals, Rick, it rivals certain anti-inflammatory medications in its potency. And it's so easy to incorporate spices into your meals to enhance both flavor and the health benefits.
We've talked so often about the health benefits of teas. Will teas help me fighting inflammation?
Oh, boy, I love this. I love this. And this is chapter one, probably the biggest chapter of the book. The big book, A Hug and a Mug, and all about the history, the teas that you never want to drink, and the teas you want to include every day in your diet to not only help with inflammation, but to keep your body healthy. Teas including green, oolong, white, and herbal varieties are packed with something called catechins and antioxidants. And these provide significant anti-inflammatory benefits, like oolong and white teas in particular. And I always have a good white tea every single day, along with green. These contain unique polyphenols that help reduce inflammation and combat chronic diseases. And you and I many times have talked about how to make my golden elixir, the recipes in the book, of taking coins of turmeric and ginger. And when you make a big kettle of tea water, I like a glass tea kettle, I can see it's clean, you put in a few little coins of these roots and you bring it to a boil, simmer for 5 minutes, and then use that as your base. Chilled for your base in smoothies, or put a tea bag in it like white or oolong. And I have it every single day unless I'm traveling. And adding these teas to your daily routine can offer soothing anti-inflammatory effect. Amazing teas. Just this chapter alone in A Hug and a Mug, it is worth it to know how to free your body of disease, heal it in every way, detoxify, rejuvenate, and reduce inflammation.
You've given us so much practical, sound advice on how we can all take control of our health in a very positive way. Give us a little takeaway, a takeaway summary, if you will, on how to significantly reduce the inflammation in our body and lower the risk of chronic disease, goals that all of us have, but sometimes they're not easily attainable.
Yes, and really, think about it. Ralph Waldo Emerson once said, your health is your greatest wealth. And we've got to make our health a top priority in our lives. And something we need to prevent and heal is any type of chronic inflammation. If it's acute, like an ankle sprain, and then you lift your ankle up and you ice it and you wrap it, that's not chronic, but chronic inflammation is like the harbinger and beginner of most diseases. Like I said, absolutely most diseases in your body, like cancer, heart disease, diabetes, and more. And when you embrace a diet, in summary here, a diet around whole vegan foods and lots of raw foods, lots of raw fruits and vegetables, lots of plant-based foods, that naturally combats inflammation, and it's a proactive approach to maintaining your health. And by thoughtfully adding all these antioxidant-rich fruits and veggies we talked about, omega-3 packed seeds and nuts, and other plant-based foods to your diet, you will significantly reduce inflammation and lower the risk of all chronic diseases.
SusanSmithJones.com. Follow her by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Link on, you'll go directly to her website. Information, of course, at Dr. Susan's website. A wealth of information there. Order the books there as well. A lot of information in the program today. Thank you for sharing that, and we look forward to next month.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.